Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
There's the issue of pulse, in which we want to move along with music. There's the issue of momentum, something that seems to sweep towards a goal. There's the issue of being moved by music. We are emotionally moved. And so motion in its various guises is really also, in our opinion, a critical and central aspect of music.
The thing that I'm really losing in the first part of the strings, which sounds great in general, are all the slap, the Bartok bass notes.
I think I met Evan in the mid-1980s, and we've been playing together and known each other, you know, closely since that time. And so it was great to be able to now interact with him in a new way as the conductor of an orchestra who played his piece. And he had really good things to say to us. I mean, we all enjoyed it and learned a lot from Evan's presence.
It was a very hot summer in the Boston area where it gets very humid, and I was hiking around Walden Pond, which is, you know, obviously has a lot of connection to New England Transcendentalism, and I was walking around, hiking around the pond, and it was a very hot day, and I saw this frog completely immersed in the water with just his eyes peeping out of the water, really the only things that were not submerged. It just struck me that the frog was kind of blissing out in this very Zen-like way and being one with nature and all that kind of good Zen stuff. And then the frog caught a fly, and I realized the frog was hunting, you know. And I was just very struck by the idea, A, that life was basically this dialectic between kind of stillness and extreme violence of survival. So the piece is really just about that.
It seemed logical because of its pulse orientation and because we had a concert called Motion that we would invite Lux Boreal, which is this wonderful dance company from Tijuana. I mean, really, they have a presence and a kind of stage energy which one rarely sees. I mean, they're delightful people, but what they do together on stage is really just breathtaking, I think.
The limitations can be like a trigger to create it, because the space have this frame where it make you occupy the space. Even if it's a little box or a very narrow aisle, it brings you up images and feelings and things that can happen in that those particular spaces. Come up to your mind. So I think that the limitations of space or any kind of limitation on dancing comes on with a trigger to create something.
They will at some point come out and dance along this line here, and they will also be out as far as the audience and even into the front row there. So I guess part of this will be just our ability to maintain focus while things whir around us.
Keep the sides very close to the white walls.
Yes.
Keep the path so they can come in and out.
There's a pathway that will lead from the upper stage around here, and so that would mean percussionists. We've already talked about this, not to station mallets, and to make sure that if
we work in a rehearsal room, which doesn't accommodate dance at all, so the dance was prepared and the orchestral music was prepared, and it. What is absolutely the last minute, in other words, the dress rehearsal on the night before the first concert was the first time we tried them together. And so there's an enormous amount of collaborative trust that's required to do a piece like that. And Lux Boreal, they're spectacular collaborators.
We work a lot on letting our bodies to tell us what they were feeling, the way that they were feeling with the music. We play a lot with the music, especially we play with the whole music. We play with the first part and the second part a lot to see what was it about for us. And then we start. But we really knew it was connecting with nature, something basic about nature. That was what was very clear about the music.
I'll learn something about my own music. when I see what Henry and the dancers do to it. Because what they'll have heard in it is not what I've heard in it. And what they've come to with it may not have anything to do with what I would have told them I think the piece is about or what I think the piece should feel like. And, you know, if it works, then what that means is that, you know, some new aspect of the music will be revealed.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.